This is what, 29th? Second. Okay. June 2, 1954. Want to talk to you this morning about when you use Procedure 30 and what else you use besides Procedure 30 and maybe a little more about how you use Procedure 30. Now, why'd we come up with this Procedure 30 in the first place, huh? Why was it necessary to go this far south and get this sadistic? Well, two reasons. One, we had a lot of pre-clears. Not a lot. We had quite a few pre-clears. Who were taking too doggone long getting up to a point where they were in good shape. And two, we had quite a few pre-clears who were taking too doggone long and getting up in good shape. And those are the two reasons for Procedure 30. Make sure you differentiate and don't duplicate. Now, opening procedure by duplication, if run on a person in good condition, exteriorized with good perception, who is not seeing by facsimiles, will discover unto you an individual who could probably be run for 100 hours without any manifestation. Maybe a little case betterment, so forth. Might find somebody that would just go on and on and on, being perfectly happy to pick up the book and pick up the ashtray. Why? Well, they're able to communicate. Not right. They're able to communicate. They're able to duplicate. So they'd be perfectly cheerful about doing opening procedure. But supposing they had very bad perception and they went on hour after hour being able to do opening procedure by duplication. A very bad perception and rather antisocial and their feelings about existence, you ask them, here would be the test, you see. Now, who wouldn't you mind being? Comlag. You run opening procedure on that person, and you're going to get a betterment of perception and quite a few other things. But let's look at the basic thing which is being utilized by opening procedure by duplication. We find out it is a body. Now remember, we can have a couple of positions on a tone scale. We can have the position of the theta. We can have the position of the body. We can have a third position on the tone scale, which is the composite position of theta plus body, which is not an arithmetical result. It's usually way up above either the theta or the body. Well, we could conclude that if a theta didn't have good perception and his body and he could go through opening procedure by duplication for quite a while, we could conclude then that his body was in good shape. I mean, this is that. Because what's an exercise? An exercise is his body, of course. Now, wherever we have a person who is observably in a good state of bodiness, observably, you know, they're well-formed, they don't have any psychosomatic ills or something like that, no great difficulty with the body, and where they could run opening procedure by duplication for half an hour or so without blowing their stack or getting upset. Another condition where they were not frantic under the hands of an auditor at any time, we would simply have to conclude that the body was in good shape. And if the person didn't have wonderful perception while exteriorized, we would have to conclude that the theta was in bad shape. So we get a little sub-portion here little sub-portion of opening procedure by duplication, which isn't very sub. It's let's exercise the Thetan. Now, he's harder to police. He can get out from under faster. But if he starts to get out from under, he'll kick back into the body, and this will be upsetting. So, we have opening procedure by duplication for the Thetan, and opening procedure by duplication for the body. Now, opening procedure by duplication, just as we understand it, is a technique which is used on the body. Well, where the dickens, then, is opening procedure by duplication for the Thetan? Advanced course procedure, which you already have. Change of space. It's really, in part, opening procedure by duplication on a Thetan. Now, supposing we did have this strange thing, and by the way, this isn't very usual, this isn't very standard, whereby body was in wonderful shape, person obeyed your orders beautifully, and went back and forth, there was no kickback, and so forth, and as a Thetan, their perception wasn't getting any better at all, and they weren't doing any better at all as a Thetan, they obviously would be exteriorized, wouldn't they? They'd be exteriorized if they were doing this. If the Thetan, that is to say, was in bad shape and the body was in good shape, and they were doing opening procedure without any kickback of any kind, you would have to be able to assume that you should have exteriorized them in the first place. I mean, they can come apart if they do that. I mean, it's a direct test. What do you do with him, then? Advanced course procedure. Only you could stress by duplication. You could say, sit down on the water tower and examine the top of it minutely. What is its temperature? How does it smell? How silent is it? Now, let's sit on top of the hotel antenna. Now, how do you like that one? Okay. Now, let's look at it. What's its temperature? So, striking attention to it. And then back to the water tower, to the hotel antenna, to the water tower, to the hotel antenna. You've been doing in advanced course procedure, opening procedure by duplication, whenever you did change of space. Funny part of it is that a Thetan can tolerate it, so you never noticed it. A Thetan can go on looking at something for a long time, providing one thing, he finds it safe to look at in the first place. Now, as you run him from one point to another point, back and forth, you know, he gradually discovers that nothing ate him, and he looks a little more, and he looks a little more. And there's only one thing that happens there. He has a tendency to burn up his havingness by moving from one point to another point. So we have to remedy havingness on the Thetan when we run change of space. Now, why don't we have to run remedy of havingness on the body when we're doing just opening procedure by duplication? I don't know. Well, we don't. Didn't expect that one, did you? I go around throwing out my chest, you think, pretending I know everything. You know, there's an awful lot of things I don't know. A terrific number of things. For instance, I don't know the plane tables in Bowditch's navigational book. Don't know them at all. Just why it is that a fellow can do opening procedure by duplication, I don't know, but it works something like this. I can make a guess, which is what I'm doing. He's actually got his hands on objects. The body is content and satisfied with material objects. See that? Body is content. It believes that a material object can remedy its havingness, and therefore you're having him go back and forth from object to object, back and forth. He actually is acquiring an object, and the body evidently thinks it can acquire this kind of an object. Well, this is very interesting because it is more and more able to have the more you run opening procedure by duplication. And this, however, is not true of the Thetan. The Thetan is not content with missed havingness. He, as a matter of fact, will go into a decline if you try to remedy his havingness with missed. There is an essential difference between the body and the Thetan, which may or may not be explained by a gradient scale. It may be that the GE and the body are an entirely different breed of cat. They might be entirely different it might have nothing whatsoever to do with the Thetan line. I have never pretended that this problem was entirely solved. We could say that the deteriorating Thetan eventually became a GE. We could say this was the case and explain it that way, and this would all be very well, but we discover this very interesting datum as we run along here, that we run opening procedure by duplication with the body, and we don't have to remedy its havingness. We run change of space with a Thetan on messed objects, doing the same thing, having the Thetan go from object to object and back and forth and back and forth. We're remedying his perception, we're remedying all sorts of things, but boy, we're certainly not remedying his havingness. You've run him fresh out of havingness very fast, and it'll kick back into the body and make the body dope off. He'll start to pull things back out of the body. He does the most peculiar things. You follow me? There is this difference between a Thetan and a body. Now, we could say, well, it's the body is just so conditioned to mest, and it is so used to mest, that it immediately assumes that it has to have and can tolerate and can be satiated with mest. And a Thetan is not so used to mest, not being as degraded as the body, and therefore, thereby, and theory. Who cares about this theory? We're just interested in working it. Now, if we did solve this point, it would be a very, very definite step forward. But it is a datum. I call your attention to two kinds of knowledge. One is a datum, and the other is knowingness. Knowingness is not a datum, and if we have an essential difference between the Thetan and the body, this is all very fine, we can be very happy about it, but if we did know, absolutely, that the body line was one thing, and the Thetan line entirely something else, it would undoubtedly advance our technology a bit, we could do something with it, but we don't have to know it. We don't have to be sure of that point at all. Although it would be a great relief to a lot of preclears to know they were not going to deteriorate down the line and eventually stick in the body line and become a body. The funny part of it is Thetans do stick in the body line. They get into the body line and they stick in the body line. And the GE exteriorizes and goes back to the between lives area and so forth. It is the GE that goes back through the between lives area. And when a Thetan has been through the between lives area, that means he's stuck with the GE. It's very fascinating. Now, we could say anything we want to about this, but here's a lot of stuff for no data. What we want to do is separate the Thetan and the GE, and for our money, the GE will process just like a Thetan will process, and it's perfectly all right to process almost exactly the same way. But I know of no technology which will exteriorize being a GE. I'll go further than that. I don't even know if a GE exists. Heck with a GE. There are lots of them, obviously. If you don't believe it, go out and look at the ants and cats and dogs. You can have a lot of interesting experiences if you want to. As a good exterior, go out sometime, get an ant, and get him walking along, and bat him, you know, steer him off course. And as soon as he gets off course one side, why, steer him back the other way, and then steer him off course, and then steer him back on course, and steer him off course, and steer him back on course. And then start turning him in small circles, if he hasn't started turning in small circles already. And you know, you get the funniest sensation. You say to yourself, boy, there's something awful mad around here. You definitely get that sense that there's something awful mad. And your first reaction, really, as a Thetan doing this, is to scram. You know, let's pull out of here. Let's stop fooling around with this ant. But the funny part of it is, if you keep on, this anger, whatever it is, goes. What is it? Well, I have actually spotted the ridges which make ants. I traced up the ridges which make herring. Had a lot of fun with this. Here, big, you might say, big pools of granted beingness sitting up someplace in the firmament, which keep control of ants, and you start fooling around with any species, and the next thing you know, this thing's mad at you. But it can't do a thing to you. It can emote. And if you're afraid of emotion, why, it can, of course, emote. Now, we have to assume, then, the human body is running from a similar ridge mechanism because it follows all the rules and so forth, and there must be some kind of a body ridge sitting around someplace that makes human bodies or something. There must be a factory going here. Tell you the truth, never fooled around with it. Never occurred to me to until I'm just talking to you at this moment. And the main reason I've never fooled around with it, never had any trouble with it. But every once in a while, you start to fool around too much with the body, you get this same sensation of something is getting awfully mad at me. And you start fooling around with somebody else's body, and you definitely get it. But there, we could attribute it to the thetan, but not necessarily. We're trying to get two beings apart here, and we are running something which has as much mystery about it as I have just described to you. It isn't the mystery of whether or not God made this body out of Adam's left rib, or a piece of clay, as far as Adam's body was concerned. It isn't creation primus that we're interested in. We are interested in what keeps on creating it. And we say, well, that must be sitting around someplace. There must be some kind of a body factory. There's a protoplasm line. It's one of these terrifically complex, let's make something out of it, oh my God, sort of problems, you know. Oh, boy, the number of acids, genes, chromosomes, libido, which goes into the construction of bodies, is wonderful to behold. But why can we ignore it? We can ignore it because it is a communication system, even if a very complex one. Of which we understand the first rules. And the first rules which we know, A, R, C, something, nothing, energy, time, space, these various items are at the fundamental of this communication system. How do I know they are? Because whenever we start to follow along this line and so on, we can start tearing up bodies and do all sorts of things. We can pull them all to pieces if we want to. So, obviously, there's something here, which is simply a complex communication system, and it's too complex to immediately embrace, and therefore it can become a mystery. So the thing for you to do is to know your upper echelon Scientology and the rules of the road with regard to the fundamentals of beingness, which is space, energy, havingness, time, all the technologies of A, R, C, so on. And out of this stuff, you could probably get to evolve even more complex systems than the GE line. We don't know exactly what all the somethings that go in to make up a GE line, but we don't have to know them because we know the equations which apparently started out. Now, I would say offhand, just as a guess, that it would be the fact that the body can tolerate opening procedure by duplication without a remedy of havingness is because the body, as a collection of beingness, is already thoroughly conditioned to having its havingness remedied by chemicals. And that would just be a conditioning. Chemicals, sand, see Mendeleev's periodic chart. Its havingness then is remedied simply by picking up a book and picking up an ashtray, and it says, look, I have something. Well, this is evidently not aberrative to the body anymore. It's so conditioned to it, it considers this sane. And the thetan isn't that bad off. He gets out, and you say, now have a water tower, in effect, you see, just like you tell a body to have a book. Have an antenna. Have a water tower. Have an antenna. I don't want a water tower. I can make a better one. I don't want an antenna. The dickens with it. Look at it. It's just full of electrons and molecules, and I go right straight through them. My beingness is much better than this granted beingness here. And he starts to lose havingness. He starts to resent or resist or do something this time. Now, as we go into this, then, we find out that we've already got Part B of opening procedure by duplication and advanced course procedure. So after you'd run a preclear for a while, after you'd run him for an hour, certainly an hour, without much change of perception or anything else by opening procedure by duplication, two things might be wrong. One, you might be doing it all wrong. Or two, he simply doesn't need this process because he's in good communication already, but at that time you would find the individual able to exteriorize. That'd be about all there was to that. Now, what about this advanced course procedure? Well, we've already covered that in these units. It's simply a collection of things like universes and the grand tour and remedy of havingness by avalanches and a whole bunch of drills and processes, change of space from the entrance point of the mess universe, all those various points which are listed on your list there, change of space, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We have a procedure already which enters in and follows after procedure 30. So you're going to get this along the line anyhow. You're going to do procedure 30, and then you would go over to advanced course procedure. Now, you wouldn't have to, in advanced course procedure, stress much about universes, but you'd have to do some of it. You wouldn't have to stress much about beingness, because you might find this terrific condition. This guy is able to exteriorize, and he's able to do everything. But you say, all right, now let's see what you can be. Can you be a horse, a cow, a teapot, or this or that? Any one of these things? Yeah. What else can you be, and 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 what else, and what else, and what else? And he chug. Oh, no. Under no circumstances would I ever be a woman, or something like this. There's all of a sudden you run into something he can't be. And you could have him be a woman's shoes, a boudoir table, a woman's house, a sunbonnet, this or that, and I'll be a woman, okay. And he's got it, and you just go on from there. Each time he does this is with certainty. So he's run beingness processing just like it was designed to be run in the first place. Be a piece of space, be a piece of energy. He can be anything. You would run this rather permissively. That's a very interesting process. Then you'd give him the grand tour, and you'd give him some 8C. You'd give him places where he has had tremendous experiences in this physical universe, which is, of course, nothing more and nothing less than change of space on your most significant points, which is a sort of an opening procedure in itself. And you would come on down the line, and you'd have the case pretty well finished off. You'd go on into 8-0. 8-0 is mainly designed to turn on a person's ability to communicate and perceive and so forth. If any time during this line, however, you found a person hanging up, not advancing, case not getting better, becoming static, or something like that, you could very easily turn loose with procedure 30 on him as a shotgun. We're going along fine. We're doing everything just right. Now, all of a sudden, our case isn't moving. He is exteriorized. His perception is pretty good, but he's hung up in some emotional tone. We can't shoot it out from under exactly. We don't know quite what he's hung up in. Well, you've got a handy weapon here. You just turn around to procedure 30 and run it on him exteriorized. And then you do this opening procedure just like you do opening procedure, top of the water tower, top of the antenna, back and forth, back and forth. What's the temperature? So forth. Now, let's go over and water tower, and what's its temperature, and so on. Examine these two locales. But you'd have to remember the remedies having this. Then you'd go on from that to problems, and then you'd go on from that to granting beingness. And having gone through these three things and covered it rather well, you could then swing back into any part of the advanced course procedure that you thought you ought to work on the case now. Now, there is what opening procedure by duplication, the solution of problems, and the granting of beingness. Three processes run one right after the other, which we call procedure 30. That is what that procedure's for. Now, you know what that procedure's for? I've been working with it here for a couple days. That procedure is the police department. That is where the case doesn't advance swiftly and satisfactorily. It is used where you are hitting trouble. It's like that. That's what procedure 30 is for. It isn't a procedure which you would necessarily use on case after case, one right after the other. Supposing you get somebody who is a good step one, and about 50% of the people you run across are, what are you going to do with him? You going to fool around by making him walk around the room and do this and do that? It's a good step one. Exteriorize. He's got pretty good perception. What are you going to do with this fellow? Well, I can tell you right now that there's a red-hot technique. A red-hot one that you know all about. 8C. Just 8C, done lightly, once over lightly. Just right down the list. Zoom, 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 zoom. And your next one that followed that up right away would be viewpoint straight wire on this fellow while exteriorizing. That would shoot the bottom out from underneath everything he was doing. Wrong. But supposing somewhere along the line you hit a no change. You tried to do all these things. He seemed to be able to do all these things well. His perception seemed to be full on. He seemed to be in excellent condition. When you hit that condition, which formerly you have called, well, the case kind of bogged. They got up to a certain point, didn't completely recover. Something you would consider a failed case. You reach into your medulla oblongata and pull out procedure 30 and go to work. And that's what procedure 30 was designed to do. It is not the only process of Scientology. It is the 16-inch gun naval battery process of Scientology. Case won't move any further than that, won't move fast, won't do this, won't do that. You're having trouble. Now that trouble, by the way, might come up in the first minute in the auditing chair. You got him in the auditing chair. You see, he did a little bit of 8C at opening procedure. And you set him down in the auditing chair and you said, be 3 feet back of your head. Nope. You said, all right, now give me three places where you were not. Well, right then, you want to save yourself some time? Just skip any further dress to 8C, roll up your sleeves, and get in there with opening procedure by duplication. Step one of procedure 30. Just haul procedure 30 out right there at that moment and go to work. See that? You're sitting there waiting for trouble, but you're perfectly willing to go on, use 8C, blow it on through to viewpoint straight wire. Go right on through to advanced course procedure. See? You got lots of processes. You can run them fast on somebody who is a step one, by the way. I don't know how long. I never timed a minimum run on 8C. I don't know how long it takes to run 8C from one end to the other, but it doesn't take very long once over lightly all the way through. Boy, you'll hit more things on this case than you ever dreamed of. Boom, boom, zoom, bang, crash, 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 bang. Because that was designed for the exteriorized Thetan. And I've never said anything else about 8C. It was designed for the exteriorized Thetan. But at any place there, you hit viewpoint straight wire, you weren't making progress, open the ball with procedure 30. You get along the line, you start to run change of space. Doing the entrance point of the meshed universe and Earth. Bang, bang. Boy, it just isn't giving in any way, shape, or form that you know of. Well, you can count on this. Your case does not remain static while you process this. It does not remain unchanged. And all of a sudden, it may take a change up, but for the worse. You can't do anything about it right away? Don't waste your time. Just start in with procedure 30. And you've got it. And now do you fit that into your tools and your frame of reference? You know what to do with this procedure now? With this procedure, if a case can elude you and not progress and not get well, you probably are not running it right. And that's all I'd have to say about it, because I haven't seen it fail anyplace.